This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
How colonization changed social structures in Native American tribes. Explore how colonization reshaped the social structures and culture of Native American tribes and their ongoing resilience. Hey, so I was thinking about the significant changes that Native American tribes went through in terms of social structure after colonization. It's one of those subjects that's really fascinating but often overlooked, especially when people think of Native American history in more simplified or mythologized ways. Before colonization, Native American tribes had complex, diverse social systems that were deeply integrated with their cultural values and ways of life. Many tribes organized themselves around kinship, clans, or even matrilineal lines, meaning inheritance and leadership often passed through the mother's side. Leadership roles weren't always hereditary in the European sense. They could be earned through wisdom, skill, or consent of the community. Now, when European colonizers arrived, everything started shifting, sometimes gradually, sometimes abruptly. The imposition of foreign governance systems, forced relocations, treaties that were rarely upheld, and devastating population losses completely altered Native American culture and social structures. What's interesting is how these tribes adapted to survive, sometimes blending their traditions with new imposed realities. The impact of colonization on social structures. One of the key disruptions was the undermining of traditional leadership. Native American tribes had authority figures, but colonizers often didn't recognize them as legitimate leaders. Instead, they pushed certain individuals or groups to act as intermediaries. Sometimes those people weren't our traditional leaders at all. This created internal pressures and sometimes divisions within tribes. For example, European governments often appointed chiefs or headmen who aligned with their interests, disregarding tribal customs. This effectively introduced a new kind of leadership model that didn't always fit with how Native American people traditionally governed themselves. It altered decision-making processes and sometimes caused rifts within the community. Another factor was the introduction of patriarchal systems. While many Native societies recognized the roles and power of women, colonization introduced European patriarchal values that diminished women's influence in some tribes. This wasn't universal, but it definitely created shifts in gender roles and authority. In some ways, this clash reshaped social functions, roles, and responsibilities within tribal communities. Forced relocations and their effects. We all know about events like the Trail of Tears, but those relocations weren't just tragic for the immediate suffering, they also caused social upheaval. Moving tribes from their ancestral lands broke the connection to place, which is essential in Native American heritage and identity. This geographical dislocation meant that entire social systems, ceremonies, clan relationships, hunting practices had to be rebuilt or modified. With the fragmentation came loss of cohesion in some cases. Extended kin networks sometimes got scattered. Traditional communal support structures were strained. Yet in many cases, Native American tribes demonstrated remarkable resilience by reestablishing their communities and social bonds in these new environments, although the scars remained. Assimilation policies and their cultural effects. The attempts to assimilate Native Americans into European American culture through boarding schools, laws prohibiting traditional practices, and Christian missionary work had profound effects on social organization. Boarding schools, especially, broke generations' worth of cultural transmission between elders and youth. Kids were often taken away from their families, discouraged or forbidden from speaking their native languages or practicing their culture. This erosion of cultural continuity resulted in challenges to passing down traditional roles and social responsibilities. Many elders lost their authority as knowledge keepers in some communities. Still, amidst all this, Native American people worked hard to maintain and revive their heritage and the essential values that sustained their social structures. Contemporary social structures and cultural revitalization. Fast forward to today, and many Native American tribes are actively revitalizing their culture and social systems. Some have worked to reinstate traditional governance models, while others incorporate a blend of old and new frameworks that respect both heritage and contemporary realities. There's a powerful movement to reclaim and celebrate Native American culture and identity, including roles of women, elders, and traditional leaders. Understanding all this gives you a clearer picture of how colonial impact was not just about land loss, but about a deep reconfiguration of social life among Native American people. Their resilience is nothing short of inspiring. For anyone interested in learning more about the broader Native American experience and heritage, I recently came across a fascinating read titled, For Such a Time as This. It's a great way to connect with the stories, struggles, and endurance of Native American tribes through different lenses. Get your copy today. It's a brilliant addition to anyone's collection who wants to appreciate Native history and culture beyond the surface.